Her recording career began in the late 80s, and she scored her first hits in the early 90s. Since then, Melissa Etheridge has been singing loud and strong about the things that matter the most to her, from matters of the heart to global issues and political change. This year finds her looking back on her career with the goal of creating a box set that celebrates her struggles and successes as a fiercely independent artist. Melissa Etheridge will visit the University of Arizona's Centennial Hall on Saturday, and I started our conversation by asking her why she decided to start a radio show.
Well, one, I love radio. A lot of people say, you know, why did you do that? I grew up listening to radio. Radio was where I learned about music and the whole rest of the world. So to be able to come back and do a syndicated show, this is a show that I've got about 25 stations around the country, and it's a radio show about music. We have a section called Inside the Song where I tell the stories that I know about not just my music, but everyone's music, the music that I love, the music from rock and roll from the last 40 years. There's also a section called The Music That Moves You where the listeners write in and I read their stories of the memories that the music that they love brings back. I also talk about the, you know, what's happening in my life and updates on everything. So it's about the music and I love it.
Do you enjoy talking to other songwriters about their process? And how does it sometimes make you reflect on your own?
I'm interested. I get curious about how other people write songs. And I have asked them because I know my process is so personal. It's the one thing, I have to be alone when I do it because it's pulling stuff out of thin air and trying it out here in the, you know, in reality and writing the song down. And I have to be alone, and I don't collaborate much with people at all. If I have, they've written a piece of music, then I take it and I go off alone and write my own lyrics. I don't collaborate on lyrics, ever.
When you first present it to someone else, how does that usually go? Is that done with your band or with your producer, or how do you usually approach the debut?
Oh, I usually present it to my family first.
Really?
Bless their hearts, yes. My daughter and Linda, my fiance, and my son, Beckett, they'll listen to it. I'll bring them in and say, hey, you know, what do you think of this? And one, I just like someone sitting there so I can feel what it feels like to sing the song. How does it feel, you know, standing on its own? And then I take it to, if I'm recording it in the studio, I take it to the band and we work it up from there. And sometimes it changes a lot. You just never know. It's a whole journey.
Well, talking about the artists that you've spoken with on your radio show, what's a time when you think that you've learned something about songwriting from someone that you've taken to heart?
Oh, songwriting has been a lesson, an ongoing lesson from, you know, when I first wrote songs in the 80s, you know, songs that would go on for verses after verses and they would just go on and finally, you know, meeting songwriters, meeting people who do it as a living, and they'd say, well, you might want to, you know, edit down a little bit. You might want to, you know, this is strong. You might want to make the second verse half as long as the first, so you can get right back to that chorus. And I learned structure from all different songwriters and from the songs that I loved myself. You know, what was it that made them so strong? What was it that made them so memorable? And I'm still learning about that.
Well, it sounds like you've had a chance recently to review a lot of your songs in preparing for this box set project. So tell our audience something about what the size and scope of that has been in your life.
I set out last year on this crazy journey. It's had me in my storage space among the cobwebs, opening boxes and pulling out old tapes that I haven't seen in 20 years. If an album had 10 songs, that 11th song, that 12th song that didn't make it, those songs, that they're still awesome songs. And demos of songs, just solo versions, and then live versions of of other things. I tell people it's like I'm trying to land a dirigible because it's just so massive and so big that it's just about come to its end, though. I've got about 2 more weeks of culling stuff off and editing it down, and it's going to be... If you're a fan of my music, it's going to be just a huge, big Christmas gift because it's really a lot of me that you've never, ever, ever heard.
Well, do you have a name and a time when this box set's going to be available?
Right now, the working title is called One Way Out. That was one of the songs that I discovered. And I don't know if it'll be called that when it comes out. But we are hoping that we can get it out in November. We really want to have it out before, you know, Christmas, so it can make some nice Christmas gifts for folks.
What kind of impact do you think that doing this box set project is going to have on you?
Well, what it's already done to me is give me a confidence. Let me understand that I've been making music for a long time. And sometimes the music that I thought, oh, that's not any good, or that's too rock and roll, or oh, that's too much of anything. I have gone back and found it and listened and gone, wait a minute, this is so good. I need to put this out now. I don't know what I was so afraid of back then. It's made me stronger as an artist, as a writer, as a singer. It's given me a great sense of confidence in myself and belief.
As an artist, you're well known for being outspoken and for sharing your politics through your music. And what kind of a boost do you think you've gotten recently from the Supreme Court decision regarding gay marriage? Have you been seeing an impact as you travel the country?
Oh, yeah. It feels good. There's a beautiful groundswell of good feeling out there in the world, of a feeling of we're getting somewhere. We're going toward understanding diversity and how to coexist with everything, no matter what your color, your preferences, your language, whatever it is, it adds to us. It doesn't take away. The fear of the other is starting to subside, which I think is just beautiful. And gay is becoming, okay, it's part of the big crayon box we have as a country, as a world. And it feels like people are getting that and not so afraid of it anymore. And that's just wonderful. It's wonderful to be able to just prove yourself on the content of your own character.
What kind of goals are you setting for yourself these days as an artist? I mean, beyond this enormous box set project that you've bitten off.
I have a lot of different goals. I want to work in different mediums. I want to work more in film and television and on stage. I want to write a musical. I want to keep creating things that excite me and that I love. That's all.
Comparing the way that things used to be for you when you were on the road, say, at the start of your career to now, it's got to be a huge difference. But is there anything that you maybe miss?
Oh, miss. Sometimes I miss being the underdog. I miss being the one that people are going, I wonder if she can play. And proving that I can't. Nowadays, I think people pretty much know that, you know, I could do it. Now, what the delight is I'm playing guitar and pushing myself as a musician farther than I ever have. And that gets me so excited about playing every single night. Even the older songs, I love it.
What's something, though, that hasn't changed at all about the tour experience for you?
When I start, bring me some water, or like the way I do, or come to my window. Everyone still loves those songs. You know, it doesn't matter where I am, the size of the crowd. When they recognize a song, it's just a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Well, tell us about the kind of show you're going to be bringing here to Tucson.
Well, this show is going to be 2 hours at least of music that you know and love. A couple things from the new album. A couple things from deep album tracks. I always like to pull out something that someone who's seen me a lot might want to hear. And it's me and three guys with me. It's just full-blown rock and roll from the first song on. And I guarantee you will feel better than when you came. You will feel better when you leave.
It's a box set for your mind.
Yes.
All right. Well, fun. You know, I have a friend, Julianne, who's a big fan of yours, and she got to meet you briefly about 2 years ago. When she met you, she was so overwhelmed with emotion, she said, "Melissa, you're a real righteous babe." And she's kicked herself for it ever since.
Oh, you tell her that that's just a huge compliment. There's no need to worry about that at all. I take that. That's great. Tell her thank you for that. I want to be a righteous babe.
That was multi-platinum, Grammy, and a Academy Award-winning artist, Melissa Etheridge. UA Presents brings Melissa and her band to Centennial Hall on Saturday, September 7th. UA Presents is an underwriter of Arizona Public Media. Fly.